our elder just said. Hallelujah. Amen. We have to meditate.
Dobbiamo meditare.
On what this elder has just told us.
Quello che questo pastore ci ha appena parlato.
Do we just want to be among the multitude?
Noi vogliamo essere quelli come i seguaci di Gesù.
Or we want to enter into the fullness of Christ.
O vogliamo entrare nella gloria del Signore.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us choose today. Hallelujah.
Noi dobbiamo scegliere oggi.
You know when they were crossing over the Jordan?
Quando stanno attraversando la Giordana.
Joshua told them, choose this day.
Giuseppe disse, dovete scegliere questo giorno.
The God on this side.
Dio in questo lato.
Or the Dio on the other, or the God on the other side.
Or Dio nell'altra lato.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Which of the God are you going to choose?
Quale Dio dobbiamo scegliere?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The time has come to be serious with the things of God.
Questo è il momento che dobbiamo essere seri nelle parole di Dio.
Time is going. You know how time goes. Before you know it is over.
Il tempo passa. Quando si realizziamo è già finito.
We are not like the multitudes that were looking for bread.
Noi non eravamo i moltitudi che vogliono i pane.
You see, but we are those few people.
Siamo quelle gente piccole.
That we enter into the secret.
Che entrerà nel segreto.
And receive from the Lord.
E riceverà dal Signore.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I tell you, when you receive from the Lord, hallelujah.
Amen.
He will transform your life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know, Jesus Christ said something. He said the kingdom of God is within where? It's within. Hallelujah.
Gesù ha detto che quando dobbiamo ricevere qualcosa da Lui è una grande cosa, che il suo regno è tra di noi.
It is within you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you want to discover this regno? This kingdom in you?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Puoi trovare questo regno in te?
Is by what? Listening.
Solo ascoltare.
You will discover that the thing that you are running around looking for.
Qualsiasi cosa che corri, che cerchi.
It's already where? It's already present in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the Father has never taken one thing away from you.
Padre non hai tolto niente da te.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
His wonderful blessing is within you.
Amen.
And it never changed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But how will you know if you do not what? Listen, hallelujah.
Come
saprai, Signor,
I tell you, no man
uomo
can show you this secret.
Can poi dire questo segreto.
No man
uomo
can reveal the kingdom of God that is within you.
Poi rivelare questo regno di Dio.
It's how you listen to the voice of the Spirit of God.
Adesso dobbiamo ascoltare la voce del Signore.
Hallelujah. The days have come.
Il tempo è arrivato.
When we stop looking at our men, hallelujah.
Guardiamoli uomini.
When we stop chasing at our men, hallelujah.
Fermiamo invece di guardare uomini.
But to begin to listen to the anointing of God that is within us, hallelujah.
Ascoltare la parola di Dio tra di noi.
There is an anointing within you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It doesn't matter your situation.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what the doctor has told you, hallelujah. It doesn't matter what your financial situation may look like.
Amen.
It doesn't matter how many husbands have left you.
Amen.
There's an anointing within you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that thing never left you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sit down still. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And say, God, let me hear you. Father, speak to me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I tell you, when the Father speaks, hallelujah.
Amen.
His voice is like thunder.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When that thunder comes within you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The thunder levels the mountains in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That mountain in your life will be leveled. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not by any man. Not by man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that Spirit is free. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For the prophet Joel said that in the last days, hallelujah,
amen,
I will pour my Spirit upon all flesh.
Amen.
And they shall see visions.
Amen.
And they shall prophesy, oh Lord. Hallelujah. What kind of visions are they seeing? Hallelujah.
Amen.
I can assure you, they're not seeing visions of money water. They're not seeing visions of somebody chasing. in your village. There are still visions of God. There are still visions of you in the glory of God. Hallelujah. Don't let men deceive you. Don't let men deceive you. Begin to stand still and receive freely from your God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Freely we have received and freely we give. Hallelujah. God bless you. Can you see that? Amen. Our God, sorry.
Dobbiamo ricevere la parola da Dio, come quando abbiamo quella parola, quella potenza dentro di noi, quando riceviamo quella potenza, saremo riempiti del Spirito Santo.
Yes, God bless you. Amen. Now, to prove to you that this is not a one-man ministry, they're going to be seeing visitors. This brother that just shared with us, in future I'll invite him, we'll share throughout the whole day. Amen. I have friends in America, in Australia, all over the world. They will be visiting them once in a while. I have a friend now from who came from Novara. He's a pastor in Novara and he's very, very anointed. Hallelujah. He's very what?
Anointed.
Hallelujah. I will not carry anybody here to come and preach. Eh? Nobody, not any kind of person. Eh? I must hear you first and I will know this is man of God. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Not anything in sheep clothing is pastor nowadays. Everybody pastor.
Exactly.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pastor, pastor.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Amen.
So I invite my brother Jonas. He give us a word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
We really want to bless God for the great things He is doing in our lives. Eyes have not seen, neither have ears heard what the Lord has in store for His people. Amen. As our brother said, the time has come for eyes to see and for ears to hear, because the times have changed. Hallelujah. And if you haven't heard yet, if you haven't seen yet, Bible says that every man is going to have their experience, every person according to their order and their time. Amen. There was a man called Cornelius. The Bible says that he was a religious man. That man was in the world of Sikhs, and he served God the best way he knew how. But he did not know God. But God, out of his own providence working, the Bible says that worked out a man called Peter to go into his life to show him the way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Peter is going to visit someone this evening.
Amen.
And when Peter visits you, everything changes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Because you see God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to bless God for your life. You see, the Bible says that because we are connected with Christ, we have got the inheritance of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
You see, that is the principle. Whatever you are connected with, you participate in the inheritance of that thing. So if you are here tonight, if there's any substance to what is happening today, that is your inheritance. Amen.
Amen.
I want to bless God for the life of my brother, Trevor. We have known each other for about 30 years now. Years back, I was serving his father, because his father was serving the Nigerian nation. And his father was serving Nigeria as an ambassador in my country, Ghana. And I was serving his father. And after that, we split. 20, 25 years on, God, by all his own miraculous working, brought us back together. And when I saw him, he was a changed person. Amen.
Amen.
And if there's anyone who knows him, perhaps that, you know, childhood friend of his, but I also know him. Amen.
Amen.
But if there's anyone who knows him the most, God in Christ knows him the most. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm here with my wife, lovely wife Lucy. There she is. And may God bless you for coming. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have a few things to share. You see, when a brother came, when Brother Tukumbo came to stand here, he made us to understand, basically, if you just listen to what he was just saying that the workings of God is nothing other than to heal us spiritually. It is all about healing. It's all about deliverance. It is all about preparing us so that we can appear before Him and not be stricken dead. And that's all about. The gospel is all about healing us and preparing us and presenting us before the throne of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, and God is not doing that by any other means except by speaking. That's all. God doesn't work anything. His deliverance, our deliverance, doesn't come about by any other means, by speaking. On the path of God, God is speaking. On our path, we must hear. That's all. It is a partnership. He speaks, we hear, and we are healed. But how much do we hear? And how healed are we? Amen.
Amen.
You see, God is a great, great communicator. God, you see, the Bible says that all things are meant to serve you and I. All things are serving us because all things are speaking to us about who we are in Christ. You see, nature is speaking. The cloud clouds are speaking, the rain is speaking, the mountains are speaking, the flowers are speaking, the vegetation is speaking, every single thing is speaking the voice of God to humanity. And if humanity is able to hear the voice of God through creation, we will be healed. Amen.
Amen.
But we need to have the hearing and the listening ear. Because it is only by hearing that God can heal us. All things are speaking. All things are speaking. And when you come to that point, you will see that God is speaking. God is speaking verbal language, and He is speaking non-verbal language. And most of the time, He's speaking non-verbal language than verbal language. Amen.
Amen.
But God wants to anoint our eyes and our ears to see and to hear so that the healing will be our portion. The Bible says that the Son of Righteousness will rise on you with healing in His wings. Amen.
Amen.
And that is the gospel, that's the trumpet sound of God today, that is trumpeting and sounding all over the place. And those who are able to hear, they get healed. Amen.
Amen.
Now, we see that something happens. The Bible says that Abraham, I love Abraham, I love Isaac, and I love Jacob, because three of them, they speak and they talk about our story. Amen. The Bible says that Abraham, you know, had a nephew. That nephew was captured. And when he was captured, the Bible said that Abraham did not sit down, but he got himself organized. 318 servants of his house, and they pursued the captors of his nephew and the rest of the people. And when they had overtaken them and they had retrieved all that had been taken away from them, Lot and the wife and the rest of the family, the Bible said the king of Sodom and the rest of the king, they came around. That is after Abraham had met Melchizedek, and we know what ensued between them. But then the king of Sodom spoke to Abraham and said, "You take all that you have redeemed." But Abraham said, "No."
Amen.
He said, "Abraham, did you say that?" And he said, "Yes, I did." "Did you understand what you said?" "Yes or no." "It does not matter. I understand what declaration, what position you are taking. You have declared your position against the lie. You have declared your position against the falsehood, because you know that I am your shield and your exceeding reward. Because what I am is what you are. You are not that which you think you are. We, brethren, we are not what we think we are. What the word has made us to understand that we are not it. And if God brings us to the point to understand that we are not that, then God will show up on the scene and say, well, if you have declared your position against that." When our brother was speaking, he said, "Are we going to fall the multitude?" We are not people of the multitude. We are not people of the outer court. And I want to tell you one thing. We are not even people of the holy place, because we have gone past the holy place. Because the time of the holy place is over. You see, the time of Pentecost is over. It is the time of the tabernacle. It is time for us to go to where the glory cloud is.
Amen.
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 And the problem is that we are still standing in Pentecost, but we want to hear the voice that coming from the tabernacle standing in Pentecost. We need the tabernacle ear to be able to hear the voice and the language that's coming from the tabernacle. Amen.
Amen.
So Abraham detached himself from it, and God came on the scene and said, "Well, if you have declared that, bravo. You know what your reward is going to be? Myself."
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. So God declared that, "I am your shield and your exceeding reward." Brethren, do you understand what it means for God to be your reward? No. But God is our reward.
Amen.
But God is asking us to let go that which is not of God. To let go which is the falsehood. That which has contaminated us. That which is standing in this holy place declaring to be God Himself. But He is not God. When God showed up on the scene, He said, "I am the only God, one single God, and there's none beside me." You know what? God is saying that if you have
if your mind is clouded over about another God somewhere, or what you are different from me, that is wrong. In actual fact, God is just me. I don't know how many people are in the world today, about 6 billion or so. Now, do you understand that all those people, whether they know it or they don't know it, whether they are Pentecostal or they are Buddhist, they are Confucianist, they are Muslim, whatever they are, Christ is in those people. You see, Christ did not come into your life the day you got born again. Christ has always been in you. So what happened? Because we are asleep. So when our eyes were open, then we realized, because now we've got a lot of people here, we've got chairs and curtains and all those things, and we see that, we can perceive that, because we've got light here. If we turn the light off, what happens is that we don't see anyone here. Does that mean that people are not here? We still have the same things in here. But what happened? We don't see, we don't perceive, because there is no light. The Bible says that light shines into darkness, and darkness can't comprehend it. So God is shining His light into our perception and understanding today, so that we can see who we really are in Him. Amen. But we need to get connected. We need to get in touch. We need to feed on Him. We need to feed on ourselves. Shall we read a scripture in the book of Isaiah, chapter 7? Isaiah 7. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 7, I think we're reading from verse 13. Isaiah 7, 13. All right, there we are. Well, I'll read from 14 and 15. And it says, therefore, the Lord Himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. 15. Butter and honey shall he eat, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. Amen.
Amen.
Now we know this to be the prophecy about the birth of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Because if nothing at all, the name Emmanuel is present there. And we know that Christ is Emmanuel. So Isaiah prophesied about what God was going to do. But then he said that this man is going to be born. And then he said that what that man was going to be living off, what he's going to be feeding on, was butter and milk. Amen?
Amen.
But the question is there anywhere in the Bible where it is written that when Christ lived, he fed on butter and milk? No. Amen.
Amen.
He did not. But our sister was our sister. Rachel, where are you?
Rachel.
Amen. However, when Rachel came to stand here, he said, I love speaking in parables because my father speaks in parables. Now, if you read the book of Psalm 78, verse 2, it says that God said, I will open my mouth and I will speak in parables the deep things of old unto you. Amen.
Amen.
So when God, the Spirit of God, moved Isaiah to speak this thing concerning Christ, He also gave us a clue. He said that that man was going to live off milk and honey. He was going to be living on butter and honey. Amen. But if you have an understanding, we know that each time eating and feasting and whatever is referred to in the Bible, we are talking about fellowship. Now, if it's fellowship, that it means that Christ was going to be fellowship with milk and honey. Who is that milk and honey? The Father God is milk and honey. And the Bible said that he was going to be living solely on the wisdom of the Father. And if he gets that wisdom of the Father, as a result of that wisdom, he said that he will know to choose between good and evil. Amen. So when we are fed with the wisdom of God, we will know our true identity. When we are fed with the wisdom of God, we will know where we belong. He said he will feed with milk and honey, and as a result, he will be in a position to choose between good. There is only one evil. That's our mistaken identity. Just one evil. That is our mistaken identity. What we have been crowded over in our mind concerning who we are, that is not what we are, and that is evil. And the Bible says Jesus Christ, because his fellowship continuously with the Father, he was fed with the wisdom of the Father, he was able to stand and draw a dividing line between the good and the evil. Brethren, if we are going to be able to hear, we need to start feeding on butter and milk. The wisdom that comes from above. Amen.
Amen.
Because it is the wisdom of God that elevates us. It is the wisdom of God that prepares us. It is the voice of God that prepares us. It is the voice of God that prepares us and presents us before the throne of God. Because the lie has to go away. The old man has to die. We have to come out of the lie which is governed over by the law of sin and death. Because there where we live, it is life. Life that is sin and death. But we need to move into another realm where there is a new law altogether. That is the law of the spirit of life. So Christ is calling us into that law, in that life where it is governed by the law of the spirit. So when God appears to Abraham, he said, I am going to be your reward. Amen.
Amen.
If you read, there's an episode. We're not going to read it. If you read the book of Exodus, chapter 24, something happened there. The Bible says that, you know, Moses had been to God and God had given instructions concerning what to do. So when he was going, God said that when you go down, the next day you are going to come up to the mountain with some people. Come you and Aaron and Nadab and Abihu. Four of you are going to come to me. But in addition to those people, select also 70 elders of Israel. Amen. So he received this instruction. And when he went down, he summoned all of them. And he told them exactly what God had told him to do. He did a selection. And the Bible says in the following morning, he did what? He built an altar at the base of the mountain. And around the altar, he positioned 12 stones representing the 12 tribes of Israel. Amen. And then he sent some young men to go and sacrifice on the altar. And the Bible said that they killed animals, and the animal, the oxen and also that they killed, Moses took the blood and shed the blood into two. Amen. Part of the blood he sprinkled on the altar immediately. And when he finished bringing the blood on the altar, he did what? He took the book of the law and he read it to them. And when he read it to them, all the people said that all that the law has said, we have heard, we will do, and we'll be obedient to that. And as soon as the people declared this, the Bible says he took the second portion of the blood and sprinkled it on the people. And when he sprinkled it on the people, the Bible said that there they were ready to go to the mountain of the Lord. Do you know what that means? Because an altar in the Old Testament was the cross. Today we call it the cross. What's the representation? What's the function of an altar? The altar is the place where we die. Amen.
Amen.
So the life, the blood he took was a representation of life. He split it into two. First portion he put on the cross, on the altar, signifying our death there. And when we die, the rest of the blood, which is life, is sprinkled on us. That's the life of Christ. So when he sprinkled it on us, we were qualified to go to the presence of the Lord. And the Bible said that we all went to the mountain. And the Bible said that they saw the God of Israel, but God did not lift his hand to kill them. Why? Amen. Why? Because of the blood. Because of the life. Because the let go of the lie and the grasp the truth. So God today is calling everyone. He wants us to hear. And when we hear, all the call of God is for us to let go of the lie. That which has robbed us of our chance and access to the presence of God. God wants to let us go. He wants us to let go. And once we let go, then we will be able to go up there. But then when you read that chapter we just read, if we get to 9:11 there, the Bible says that when they went there, God, of course, did not lift his hand to kill them. But something happened. Now, while they were on the mountain, they saw the presence of God in the form of cloud. But anyone who did not receive the touch of the blood standing at the base of the mountain, they saw the presence of God in the form of fire. Amen. Brethren, Joshua said today, choose thou which of these gods that you will serve. Do you prefer to see God in the form of cloud in his presence? Or do you prefer to see God in the form of fire? Choose thou these days. But I think we are wise enough to want to choose the first. Amen. God says that I am your shield and I am your exceeding reward. When Jesus Christ, in the book of John 17, Jesus Christ made a statement. He said that, Father, glorify me with the glory that I had with you before the world was. Amen. We need to understand that all these utterances that Jesus Christ made, actually they were not referring to himself. Because when God spoke, when he was first baptized, he said, look, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. It means that that man has something to tell you. Everything he said is not because he desired to come and show himself to you, because he came to tell you your story. Everything he did and everything he did not do, everything he said, everything he did not say, they are your story. So God said, listen to him. So Jesus, I'm going, glorify me. That is our prayer. Glorify us with the glory that we had with you. Amen.
Amen.
That's what Job said. Amen.
Amen.
So our beginning is not when we were given birth to 35 years ago. Our beginning is not when we were given birth to 15 years ago. I'm going past 50 anyway. Amen.
Amen.
You see, but our beginning dates back to the time before the foundation of the world was cast, but we have forgotten. So the gospel is here to bring awareness and remembrance to us. And as we fellowship with the Father brings awareness in our mind. And he reminds us of who we are and what we are, because that is where we left and that is where we are going. Mount Zion is where we're going to. If you read Psalm 133, what does it say? How good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together. It's like that old poor port, you know, that goes down the pier of Aaron, down to the color of his tomb. And it's like, my God.
Oh, yes.
Amen. And it says it is on Mount Zion where God commands the
blessing.
We have got many blessings. The blessing is just one. Our blessing is what? Is Jacob is our blessing.
Amen.
Israel is our blessing. And if you know that Jacob, Israel is a resurrection from the dead, that is the reward that God is giving to you. That all of us might rise up from our deadness and begin to live. That is all. Now tell me what you want. If God is your reward, God is calling all of us to walk out of that area, that realm, where the law of sin and death reigns. God is waking all of us up. He's calling us up to Mount Zion, because that is what the blessing is. The blessing is the resurrection from the dead. God wants us to arise and live. We were children, but the time of childhood is over. That's what Paul said. He said, when we were a child, when you are a child, he says that, yes, even though all things belong to you, yet you are a child and you are governed by tutors and trustees. But when you become of age,
amen,
you walk into your inheritance.
Amen.
So death is no more, hell is no more, darkness is no more. It is light and light and light. God wants to share light into our life, so that when he appears, and one more thing, the book of Revelation 1:3, he says that blessed is he who does what? Who reads this law, the prophecy, who hears and keeps it. And John also continues to say that the time is coming and he is going to appear, and those who pierce him, they will mourn So there are two categories of people. People who listen and they keep and they walk into it. And those who don't, when it comes, the Bible says that they will mourn. There is a day called the day of the Lord. The day when there's going to be full manifestation of Christ in every man. Are we ready? So there are people who are going to be blessed and people who are going to mourn. Where do we stand? So may God open our eyes to make the right choice. The Bible says that Jesus Christ fed on milk and butter. And as a result, he was in a position to choose to write the dividing line between the bad, the evil, and the good. Tonight, let us choose who we might serve, but we shall serve the God of Israel. Because he is our salvation. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we bless your name. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you will call us as you said to Moses and as you said to John, come up hither, you are calling us, that we shall leave the lower realms of this earth and begin to arise, because our journey is an ascension, that we might rise and find ourselves on Mount Zion. We bless your name in Jesus' name. Amen.
God bless you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You want to stay here, my brother? Come, my brother. My sister, let me come. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Did you enjoy the word? Okay. God bless you. Did you enjoy the word?
Yes.
Did you understand what he was saying here?
Yes.
He was speaking about our origin in God. Sometimes we look at ourselves, we don't know who we are. You know that? We don't know ourselves who we are, really. You see, but when we know who we are, we'll marvel at how foolish we were. We don't suffer for nothing. You know the prodigal son? What happened? He went through all the hell he went through just out of ignorance. When the Bible said, when he came back to his senses, he discovered that God was his own. That's all that the Father has is mine. Do you know everything that the Father has is yours?
Yes.
Let's pray together. Father, we glorify your name. We exalt you, we magnify you. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Thank you for this revelation light that has come today. We pray for increase in the ministry. Hallelujah. Let the people that have heard this word today, let this word go into them and bear fruit. Hallelujah. Let there be a change in our lives. Hallelujah. A change for the better. To go in as mature Christians. Hallelujah. To enter into the fullness of Christ. God bless you. Thank you, Father. Because it's done in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.